Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
So, folks, I had to take a pause. I could not really get my thoughts or my head wrapped around the Supreme Court decision on presidential immunity, because I think it has profoundly shaken the foundations of our country, probably more so than anything we've seen so far. Because what the Supreme Court did was to upend the very idea of America and to put in place an imperial presidency. So let's take a step back. In April, the Supreme Court was asked by Donald Trump's lawyers to embrace a sweeping immunity argument, asserting that a president has absolute immunity for official acts while in office, and that this immunity applies after leaving office. Special counsel Jack Smith argued that only sitting presidents enjoy immunity from criminal prosecution, and that any broad scope that Donald Trump and his lawyers was proposing would give a free pass to a president to commit criminal conduct without accountability. So what happened? Lower courts, prior to the Supreme Court getting this case, were largely dismissive of what Donald Trump's lawyers were arguing. Judge Chutkan, U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan, when this matter was raised in the case before her, noted, whatever immunities a sitting president may enjoy, the United States has only one chief executive at a time, and that position does not confer a lifelong get-out-of-jail-free pass. And that the defendants in this case, the defendant's four-year service as commander-in-chief did not bestow on him the divine right of kings to evade criminal accountability that governs his fellow citizens. That's what the lower court said, and that was largely upheld all the way up through the appellate court, which basically said, get the hell out of here. No man is above the law, especially the president. This Supreme Court had a different view. This Supreme Court ruled that presidents are immune from criminal prosecution for official acts, and that, in fact, those unofficial acts are equally, arguably protected because you cannot use any evidence, you know, text messages, emails, tweets, in which an order was given, because that is protected as an official act. So you can't even bring anything in with respect to unofficial acts that may even touch on what the president did while in office. So former White House counsel to Richard Nixon, John Dean, really put this a little bit more precisely so that we could really appreciate the impact of what this Supreme Court has done. He noted presumptively the president has the power to assassinate a political rival. He would go on to note that what makes matters worse in this case is that this court has ruled that official acts by a president can't be used as evidence of a criminal conduct for unofficial acts. That's what I was getting at before. So in the hypothetical of a president assassinating a political rival, his actual giving the order would potentially be unavailable as evidence against him as part of a case brought on behalf of his unofficial acts. This is a radical decision by this court. And it says a lot about where we are. Dean would also say to us, quote, when Nixon warned that when the president does it, that means it is not illegal, how could any staff operate if they didn't have a president who was totally immune? Presidents are going to give orders. And now those orders very easily are cloaked by this patina of an official act, even when he's acting in an unofficial capacity. Folks, I don't know about you, but this is a very disturbing ruling by this court. They are full of shit. And what they have done is undermine the very fabric of the rule of law, that no one in this country, absolutely no one, is above the law. But this Supreme Court, this Roberts Court, has now said to the American people that Donald Trump or any president has absolute immunity to behave roguishly and to behave in such a way in which there is no accountability for their actions. I don't understand how that happens. How did we get here? How does this happen? It is stunning to me. It is absolutely stunning to me that we find ourselves at this moment witnessing the creation of an imperial presidency by an imperial court. And that was a point that was made by my buddy, Professor Melissa Murray. In his hearings to become a justice of the Supreme Court, Chief Justice Roberts had a lot to say. But one of the things that he said, in addition to no one is above the law, was he made it very clear that the president is fully bound by the law. Well, we now realize that's a lie, because his court has given Donald Trump immunity from prosecution because it presumes he was acting in his official capacity. Our Constitution does not allow for, nor does it convey such immunity on the president. This is made up bullshit by this court, because it wants to protect Donald Trump. And why do I say that? Well, because when this matter first came to the court back in January, February of this year, they could have immediately, given the urgency of the moment, knowing that we were in the middle at that time, the beginning of a presidential cycle with voters going to the polls to nominate an individual, Donald Trump, for the presidency, they didn't take this matter up. They waited until the last fucking moment to drop this and to make these bold-ass claims and to say that this man, in his actions, of undermining our Constitution, of attempting to overthrow the rightful election of a political opponent, that somehow that was justified. This Roberts Court has made it clear Donald Trump should never be prosecuted because it now says he is above the law. I call these little moments make mine a double. But on the heels of what this court has done, and more specifically has done to our country, give me the fucking bottle. I need to drink the whole thing.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.